Welcome to the Alcohol Rethink Podcast, the podcast for men who are ready to rethink the role of alcohol in their lives for good. With shared experiences, concepts, tools and coaching, get ready to radically change how you think about alcohol and stop drinking for good. I'm your host, Patrick Fox. Let's go! Hello and welcome to episode number 145 of the Alcohol Rethink Podcast. Hi guys, it's me, Patrick Fox, host of the podcast. I am a life coach for men, for those who didn't know. And I help guys who are ready to stop drinking, to start connecting with their purpose and live a life free from alcohol. And it's the best, I promise you. And it's great to be back. I've been having a few interviews over the last few weeks. I had some really incredible guests on and I've had some awesome feedback about each of them. We had the interview with Charlene Lamb, who came on to speak about grief, and that's helped many of you who've reached out to me tell me about how it started opening you up to the idea of how grief shows up in your life and not perhaps in the way that you expect. And so understanding where that is really important because you can actually start to move through it, right? Like once you're aware that it's there. We also had Jill Mackay, and she came on. We had a little geek out on neuroscience, which was awesome, and really learning and understanding more about how the mind and alcohol work, which is super interesting. And I think it's really pivotal when you want to rethink alcohol, just understanding how your brain's working, right? Understanding how alcohol is a part of that process as well. And then last but not least, I had one of my previous clients on, Adam. He is an awesome dude, and he came on to share his rethink journey with you all. And he was really open and he spoke about how his relationship went from fun to functional and it became kind of the only way he could do anything in life, which is really common, by the way, right? So I think when you're drinking, you don't realize until you stop just how functional alcohol has become in your life. So he came on and he shared about his process of becoming honest with himself and starting to create awareness around his drinking, which helped him to rethink alcohol, to create that decision to stop. And now where he's at a point where he's just taking massive action and doing loads of things in his life that he'd been putting on the back burner because he was either too hungover or just couldn't be asked. So epic stuff. I really have enjoyed those interviews. We've got more coming up in the pipeline. So if you haven't already, go check him out, have a little listen. Feel free to get in touch and let me know what you think. All right, on to today's show. I want to share with you all a tool that can help you rethink alcohol. And like all of the tools and concepts that I share, they're a framework. You get to go away and decide how you want to use it for yourself, or if you even want to use it, right? They're always suggestions. But I think the important thing is kind of using it in some way, whatever that way looks like. Because my philosophy, if you haven't already heard on the show, is that sobriety is a skill, right? And in order to build on that skill, you need to practice. So the more you work at it, the better you're going to get at it. All right, let's get started with this week's show. The title of this week's podcast, by the way, is Don't Forget the Bullshit. So bullshit, what am I talking about? Well, the bullshit is the negative consequences that come from drinking alcohol. And sometimes it could be hard to look at them, right? To really admit that perhaps alcohol is not as good as you think it is. I mean, this was true for me 100%, right? Like I really put alcohol on a pedestal. I had created a very strong identity about being someone who drank. And I made it the epicenter of my life and all of my experiences, whilst conveniently forgetting or ignoring all of the bullshit that came along with it. What I'd love for you all to take away from today's episode is to have more of an understanding of something called faded effect bias, how that shows up in your relationship to drinking, and an exercise that you can use to go away to kind of overcome that faded effect bias to support you rethinking alcohol and help tip that seesaw of change. So let's talk about pain for a minute, right? And I'm not talking about the kind of pain that you get from a stub toe or a paper cut, but a deeper, more enduring pain, let's say, the kind that comes from realizing your relationship with alcohol might not be serving you as well as you once thought it was, right? You might recognize that, yeah, I don't know that I'm enjoying alcohol anymore, but you're kind of so dialed into drinking that it's hard to see a way out of it. It's kind of that gnawing feeling in your gut, you know, each time you wake up with a hangover and tell yourself, right, this is it, I'm going to stop, I've had enough of this, like promising yourself it's going to be the last time. Only a few days later, once that pain starts subsiding and you feel better, to start the process, the cycle all over again. Because you see, the human brain, right, has a funny way of dealing with pain. And this is the faded effect bias. So essentially, over time, we forget just how bad something was. You know, those pounding headaches in the morning, feeling sick, the shame, the beer fear, right? The waking up at 3 a.m. Like, it all starts to fade into the background and kind of just leaves you with a, what's the expression? Rose-tinted memory of the good times. And that's when our old pal dopamine gets involved, right? Because once that pain has started to subside and the body's doing its healing thing, now dopamine comes back and it's like, ooh, let's get some dopamine by drinking alcohol, right? So you start getting excited about drinking again and you're just back on that hamster wheel of addiction, essentially, or habit around drinking. So why does our brain do this? Why do we have faded effect bias? Well, like, it's genius in one sense, right? Because on a very primitive survival-based level, it makes a lot of sense. Because if we remembered every single time that we experienced pain, we wouldn't do anything, right? Like, we'd be absolutely traumatized and paralyzed and wouldn't be able to go and do anything because we'd just be in fear all of the time. Right, for example, imagine you burned your hand when you were cooking, and I'm sure everyone listening can imagine that at some point in their life or something similar, right? If you did that and that led to you being afraid of cooking, then you would never cook again. And so our brains have come up with this nifty trick, in a sense, to help us forget the pain and to keep moving forward, to keep helping us evolve, which is what dopamine does, right? Like, dopamine is there to help us evolve. But when it comes to alcohol, we can see how that relationship has become a little bit problematic. And it's actually a double-edged sword, in a sense, because, yeah, forgetting pain might help us to get back up and carry on, right? But, big but, it also makes it easier for us to slip back into our old habits because we just forget how bad it was, or we conveniently forget how bad it was. And I think this is where this exercise that I want to share with you today can come in really handy as a way to keep that front and center, not in a shame or blame way, but as a way to help you keep intentional about not drinking. So the exercise is called an itinerary of alcohol misdemeanors. It was a very elongated title. You could call it whatever you want, really, but it's a simple but powerful exercise that one of my clients, or a few of my clients, have actually been working through and talking to me about. And I think it's awesome because it's something you can all benefit from. So the idea behind the exercise is to take some time just to reflect on all of the times that alcohol has caused you pain. Now, that could look like opportunities you've missed as a result of being drunk. It could be relationships that have deteriorated from being because of alcohol. It could be, you know, things like getting arrested. It could be catching sexually transmitted diseases. It could be fights that you end up. It could be some of the crazy situations you put yourself in as a result of drinking. It could be losing your front teeth. This happened to me 3 times while I was drunk, by the way, separate occasions. So really, it's looking at wherever something negative has happened and alcohol was at the root of it all. But here's a key when you do this exercise, and I think it's really, really important, and I want to stress it. Like, this is not an exercise to beat yourself up. This is an exercise in awareness, and it's an exercise in helping your brain to start thinking differently about alcohol. It's an exercise to keep that faded effect bias at bay and to remind yourself of why you're doing what you're doing. And, you know, it's about staying conscious of that pain so you can use it as fuel to continue your journey towards sobriety or taking a break. I remember when I stopped drinking, I did a similar process to this, but I didn't actually write it down. Although it was done in my head, it was super powerful. And I vividly remember it happening as well. So I was on my sofa in the front room and I was reading this Naked Mind at the time. And when I was reading that book, my brain just started coming, flooding me with memories of all of the stupid shit that I'd done or regretted in my life. And there was one clear and obvious common denominator. You guessed it, alcohol, right? And I just remember in that moment, like the appeal for alcohol just almost deteriorated rapidly because it's almost like I was seeing behind the curtain, right? Like I could see the truth of what was really going on. Like, yes, alcohol had been fun and I'd done all these things whilst drinking that I'd enjoyed or whatever. But really, if I'm looking at it objectively, like it caused a way more pain than it had done good times. And so by journaling about these, let's say, misdemeanors, as I say, you can call them whatever you want, right? You're going to give your brain evidence of something that you no longer want in your life. You're saying, hey, remember that time we got shit-faced and woke up feeling like death? Yeah, let's not do that again, right? Like, I'm done with that. I've had enough of that. So it's a really cool way to start that rethink, that rewiring of your brain to associate alcohol with pain instead of pleasure. Because the less importance, value, and credit you give alcohol, the less you're going to want to drink, right? You'll start to override any desire to drink because you start associating drinking with pain, right? Instead of pleasure, which is clever, right? Because the moment you start thinking about having a drink, like your brain's going to be able to recall, like, oh yeah, but if we do this, that's going to happen. And that's great because, you know, as you rethink alcohol, your brain's still going to suggest or offer, have thoughts about having a drink. But if you're doing this work in terms of rethinking, you're also giving your brain something else to think about at the same time, which is truly what you want. One thing I really want to emphasize about going through this process, this exercise, is that, you know, it's really not intended to be an exercise to beat yourself up over, right? It may bring up a lot of uncomfortable emotions, could be shame, guilt, etc. But be really mindful not to use it as an opportunity to be hard on yourself. It may bring up some sadness, right? Like there's so many different emotions that it could start stirring up in you. If you go into the exercise with the intention that you're doing this as a way to stop drinking, to use it as fuel to stop drinking, I think that's going to be really key. And you know, as you go through it, there may be some things that you want to do as a result of what you've written, right? Maybe you want to apologize to people in your life. Maybe you want to make peace with what's happened, recognizing, you know, that what you've done while drinking and who you are as a human are very different. So what you do with that information is entirely up to you. You don't have to do anything with it, really. You could just use it as that awareness to be mindful of the pain of what happens, you know, after you drink or even during when you're drinking to rethink alcohol. Now, if you feel like this exercise is going to be a bit too much for you or that you're going to find it triggering, just acknowledge that in yourself and consider how could you do it, right? Maybe you could do it with someone else. It could be a coach or a therapist or your partner, whoever it may be. Like have someone there that they can guide you through any thoughts and feelings that do come up as a result of doing it. Because when you start writing down these memories, these misdemeanors, it's a bit like journaling in a sense, right? The more you do it, the more you're probably going to start coming up with. I know from some of the recent coaching sessions I've had, like when I'm having conversations with guys and they have these memories, it actually triggers memories in me. I start remembering some more things that I've done whilst being drunk. And then they are then reminded of other things as well. And that's good because, you know, all of those reasons can go into that evidence locker of why you no longer want alcohol in your life. I'll also add that you could have a little bit of fun with this exercise as well, right? Like, yeah, there may be some stuff that you're like mortified by, but there may be other things that you did find funny or that were funny at the time. And let's face it, like sometimes things can be funny when you're drinking. So acknowledge that, but also be mindful that it's done in a way that isn't romanticizing alcohol, right? It's not done in a way that makes you want to drink, but it's kind of like, man, I can't believe that I used to do some of that stuff. I have a concept like other side of the fence. When you stop drinking and you start reflecting on your drinking, you do honestly start looking back and you're surprised at what it looks like. You know, because when my mum says this expression all the time, like, you can't see the label of the jar you're in, right? If you're in a jar, you don't know what that label says outside. And I think that sums up beautifully what happens with alcohol. Like, when you're drinking, you don't want to see it any other way. You're just kind of like in that jar. But when you come out of the jar and you start kind of looking retrospectively back at some of the things that you did and start actually having knowledge and awareness around alcohol and why you drink, then you start thinking, wow, like, I can't believe that I used to do some of that stuff. And again, that's really powerful because it's showing you that your brain's literally rewiring. One final thing, guys, before I go for this week's episode is, you know, we can be quick to make ourselves wrong for drinking or any kind of addiction for that matter. And so I think it could be helpful to explore what was right about your drinking. And I think as you go through this exercise, that might be appropriate, you know, to think about some of those times in your life where you were kind of drinking heavily or doing things that you wish you hadn't been doing. Be curious about, like, okay, so what was going on for me then, right? What was it doing for me then? Like, recognize that something that initially may have seemed like it helped has now become unhelpful. You know, we can look at alcohol as a tool, right? Like, sometimes we use alcohol as a tool to feel more confident, to feel less anxious, to forget, to deal with trauma, to celebrate, to whatever it may be, right? You name it. The challenge is that what starts out as something that helps you, it just ends up being a tool that you use against yourself because of the addictive nature of it, because it's a drug at the end of the day, right? So do this exercise, but keep a lot of curiosity about what may have been happening for you in these periods of your life and how alcohol may, on the perception, have been helping you, right? Because when you rethink alcohol, it's all about starting to understand what your own needs are. Right, you can understand why you were drinking, and then you can start looking at exploring, well, what are some alternative tools that are available to me that are going to be able to take care of myself in a different way, in a more wholesome way, in a way that doesn't have to have negative consequences. Right, there you are, everybody. I encourage you to give that exercise a try. I do. I think it could be really enlightening. So take some time to reflect on your own alcohol misdemeanors. Use them as evidence to no longer drink and help overcome that faded effect bias. That's it for me this week, guys. Been great to be back with you. Join me next week as we explore more strategies, more tools, more concepts for rethinking alcohol so that you can start reclaiming your life. All right, until next time, take care and bye-bye. Stopping drinking can feel lonely. It doesn't have to be. If you're looking for accountability, motivation, and the tools to stop drinking, I can help you. Simply book a free consult with me today, and I'll show you how. Link in the show notes. See you again soon. Bye for now.